Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1464. Getting Back into Shape by Mark Fisher of markfisherfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Saturday, and welcome back to another weekend edition of Optimal Health Daily. Now, this is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. I'm going to keep this intro nice and short, so let's jump right in and hear today's article as we optimize your life. Getting Back into Shape by Mark Fisher Fitness of markfisherfitness.com. I'm just so embarrassed. The ninja looked down at the sidewalk. The hustle and bustle of rush hour 9th Avenue Manhattan swarmed around us. I assured the ninja, "We've all had those moments. You're not alone. I can't tell you how common it is for folks to fall off the wagon for periods of time when starting their fitness journey." The ninja let out a sigh and played with the earbuds of their iPod headphones. "So, how do I get back on the wagon?" I smiled. "To get back on the wagon, you just have to get back on the wagon." The ninja sank into their right hip and tilted their head to the side like a confused puppy. Get back on the wagon? How? I've mentioned this before. When folks start the journey towards making fitness a lifestyle, it's not uncommon to have periods of getting derailed. Sometimes these periods are a couple of weeks, and in some cases, they're periods of a couple of months. Regardless of how long it's been, there's a distinct feeling of shame that can accompany losing your fitness mojo. Your clothes are fitting tighter. You're frustrated that you've thrown away all your hard work. And in some cases, you're dreading even being seen by the very folks at the gym you love. Here are some logistical and emotional strategies to ease back into the waters of fitness glory after a few weeks or a few months hiatus. Because sometimes returning to the gym feels like a daunting mountain to climb. Focus on behavior. If you've put on a few pounds, this is where you'll do best to put your head down and focus on pure behavior. Getting the fitness ball rolling again will always take some time, since it will likely be at least a couple of weeks before your clothes start to fit differently again. It's best to focus purely on getting the workouts in, instead of obsessing over how far you've fallen, which is usually not as bad as you think anyway. You'll be served to just get it in. Make a schedule and stick to it. After 2 to 4 weeks, you should start to see some progress, and this will inspire you to keep going. But in the beginning, your focus needs to be on behavior, not results. Easing back in. Based on how long you've been away, we'll want to be mindful about how much activity we do when we start. Since soreness just means something different has happened, immediately going back to old workouts will be detrimental in a number of ways. For starters, you may find yourself unable to walk if you try to replicate workouts from the peak of your conditioning. Usually, 1 to 2 sets of an exercise are plenty the first time back after a long period away from the gym. Don't go as hard as you can. This will leave you super sore, and you may have a hard time making it in for the next workout. Additionally, appreciate that your strength and conditioning levels will have diminished to some extent. Be patient and focus on consistency and just getting the workouts in. Other quick tips. 1. You'll really be served by focusing on the environmental cues for success. This includes things like laying out your workout clothes the night before if you have to be up early in the morning. 2, if your clothes are bumming you out because they don't quite fit the same, you can and should consider this when choosing your clothing. 3, consider looping in a friend to be your accountability buddy. You'll be amazed how much more willpower you have when you ask a supportive friend to check up on you, particularly if you plan a workout together. And 4, remember, nutrition is always the biggest player if you don't feel good about being shirtless. Go grocery shopping and prep some food before you begin your work week. The really good news. There's an upside to getting back on the fitness wagon. You will often find you can attain your previous levels of fitness far faster than you had anticipated. The first time in your life that you start a fitness regime, it's a bit of a mountain. It's all brand new. You have to do a lot of work just to learn the very basics of exercise technique and how to eat properly for your goals. But for your second swing, you'll own a lot of this information already. So not only will the body likely be able to respond more quickly to recapture a previous level of health and hotness, the journey will ideally be easier if you're retracing pathways you've already explored. As a final side note, due to the quirks of motor programming, it's not uncommon to see some technical improvements in movement after some time away. Pretty neat, right? Seriously, get back on the wagon. Your transition back to working out will naturally have some discomfort. No one likes to feel they're not at their best. But if you follow these strategies, you'll hopefully find some solace. All is not lost. You have not thrown away all the work you've done. Focus on nailing your behaviors and getting your workouts in. You'll be surprised how quickly your body responds. You just listened to the post titled, Getting Back into Shape by Mark Fisher of markfisherfitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Now, what's really great about Mark's advice is that this mentality of just starting works for almost everything. I'll give you an example. There are many times when I struggle to find the motivation to prep for a class I have to teach or check and respond to emails or yes, even go grocery shopping. And yes, I'm a dietitian and still, it's not always easy to get up and go grocery shopping. What I have found is that putting these things off usually makes me feel worse. I feel guilty. I feel less productive. I start feeling like a hypocrite. Then I start feeling badly for myself. But when I spend even just 5 minutes on one of those tasks, I feel so much more accomplished. Even if it's just writing down a grocery list or planning one meal for the week, it's taking that first step that's often the most difficult. So again, maybe I spend 5 minutes checking email or just 5 minutes prepping for a class. If I can do that thing, I will feel more accomplished. Plus, Plus, the magic behind this approach is that usually 5 minutes turns into 10 or 15 minutes, and I feel even more accomplished. Planning for one meal usually turns into me planning for the entire week. All right, so let's bring this full circle and talk about exercise. In today's article, Mark mentioned that making sure your workout clothes are ready to go the night before is helpful to prompt you to work out the next morning. Now, changing into your workout clothes would be even better. Put on your workout clothes and tell yourself, when you wake up the next morning, you're only going to work out just for 5 minutes. That seems doable, right? It's only 5 minutes. But what's great about this is you'll probably find yourself working out even longer. It was just getting started. That was the problem. So even if you do end up sticking to, let's just say, 5 minutes, and you say, you know what? I said 5 minutes, and by gosh, I'm sticking to just 5 minutes. Guess what? It's still better than 0 minutes. All right, that'll do it for the Saturday episode. I hope you have a great weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where optimal life awaits.